another practice. Again, I'm really excited about our grounds crew because they've done a good job of cleaning off that field. You would never know that it snowed as much as it had. And, again, I'm indebted to them. They've given us a chance to go out and practice on the practice field, run around. I think that's good. I think our team being out in the elements is really important because I think that's where we play. So, like I told our guys, we're going to get out there every chance we get. And, again, I thank our guys for providing the opportunity for us to get out there.
Different is Baltimore now than when you saw him in week two, especially Collins. Seems like he's getting the bulk of the carries.
No, they're, you know, I think they're a very good football team. You know, I'm obviously they didn't have the start they wanted to the year, but they've been playing some really good football lately. You know, Joe's back, and, you know, the first time we played them, hadn't practiced much, hadn't done much. So they're playing much better on offense. Obviously, they've always been really good on defense, and they're a good football team.
He was on the radio today and he was asked about you. He said, basically, he needs to get you real players. He's going to get you more real players. Do you feel that support that this is a guy who wants to, you know, help you out with the roster and give you that chance? Because I know you'd said throughout the year, like, you know, we have to play perfect and that kind of thing.
I'm not going to really get into those particular things. Now, John Dorsey has been outstanding. You know, he's football 24/7. So I've enjoyed getting to know him more and spending time with him and talking about our football team and what we need to do. Obviously, I mean, there's some good players in our locker room. The guys work extremely hard, and I think John's big focus is to try to get us more guys, you know, as we move forward on our football team that can best help us get this turn and become what we can become. But he is, like I said, he is walking up and down these halls preaching, let's win, let's get to winning as fast as we can. And I appreciate that. But, again, he is he's doing everything he needs to do on his end. We got to continue to keep coaching better and get our guys to play better.
What's the best thing about your interaction with him so far? Yesterday he was on another radio show saying, like, hey, it's 1:52 p.m. and we've seen each other four times or whatever.
Together
all the time.
Yeah, no, we are. I mean, I'm sure it's new for him and being here. And I think there's a lot of different questions we have from each other, asked of each other, I should say, you know, from a football operations standpoint and then just from a football team standpoint. And we have some injuries that we're dealing with. So we spend a lot of time working through those things and really talking through them. And, again, he has some really good ideas on how to do things. And it's been good, you know. So the back and forth is appreciated because I think, you know, that's what it takes to build a relationship, you know, between me and him. And we're doing that each and every day.
Would you like to go to the Senior Bowl again? I mean, the record would qualify you right now.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, say no, but at the same time, you know, I'll do whatever the organization think we need to do as we move forward.
Was it valuable, the experience?
I think it was. I think a year ago, you know, it was a different time for us. I thought being there, coaching the players, being able to spend a little bit more time with them in a different way, from, you know, morning to night, based on meetings, practice, those type of things, that was valuable.
It seemed like you were down three corners today. Mm-hmm. Is that a concern, or you think you're going to be okay Sunday?
I hope we are, but it is concerning, you know, because today was the last big, big practice. So we need to see if we can get some guys back, or we're going to have to do something to shore it up.
Terrell Suggs has been a really good player for a long time, but what does it say about him to have the kind of season he's having at age 35?
I'm not surprised. Terrell Suggs is, you know, one of the best players that's played in this league, in my opinion. Having been there with him and spent time and watch how he prepares and how he works and how much football means to him, how passionate he is about football and the Ravens and their defense, I'm not surprised by anything he's doing.
We're so used to seeing that match between Joe Thomas and Terrell, and Joe always lists him as one of the best pass rushers he's ever faced.
Mm-hmm.
So now Drango's there, obviously. How has Drango been filling in for you, and just what kind of challenge is that for him, and how much do you think Joe can help in just studying Suggs and tendencies?
Right. I'm sure Joe will pass along some ideas of some things that's worked for him, but I think Joe gets that this is Spencer's probably biggest challenge, you know, because I know for a fact that Terrell and Joe really respect each other's game and professionalism and everything they brought to the game. I think Spencer's competed extremely well for us this year and done some really good things. He's had some other challenges week in and week out. You know, we've National Football League every week, our left tackle's got somebody to block, you know, so, but everybody's not Terrell Suggs neither, and we get that. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge. He'll take any help he can get from Joe Thomas, myself, his line mates, anybody, in order to make sure that he's ready to go. But one thing I do know about Spencer, he's going to compete. He's going to give it everything he has.
And you what, Danny Shaw obviously didn't play last week, but was back out there for you this week. Just how has he played for you this season, and have you seen him get better in the switch from the 3-4 to 4-3, or how do you think he's done this year?
I really have. You know, I think it's difficult for the players when you move systems, but I think Coach Williams has done a good job of putting him in position to have success and to play well, and when he's played, he's been dominant. You know, he's been dominant in doing the things that we've asked him to do and knock back and how he plays the run. I mean, Danny's a huge part of our run defense and why I think we've done really well. You know, so he's been able to make that adjustment from the 3-4 to the 4-3 kind of seamless. But obviously there's still work to do. But I think Danny has had a good season for us.
With those two injuries last week to Peppers and Body Calhoun, I mean, that affected your special teams, I'm sure. Given the situation this week again, do you expect the same gunners and coverage teams to be in there against the Ravens are one of the best?
They are. You said it. I mean, this is probably the best special teams unit we've played all around, you know, and they're well coached. That's Coach Harbaugh's background. They've done a good job. So we gotta play better than we did a week ago, that's for sure. And I think our guys understand that. Coach Tabes has worked extremely hard with each unit this week of making sure our focus is right and understanding what Baltimore brings to the table, because they are good. So it's a challenge, but our guys understand we have one every week. We got to do some things better than what we did last week, but I think we're looking forward to doing that.
Did you guys feel that you have that fake punt covered and the guy just beat the tackle?
Yeah, that's the way we looked at it, yes.